Area Voices tells the art, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. When we know our neighbors and the challenges they face, we can create a culture in our community that's more inclusive and positive for everyone. MS walks are taking place around our listening area this weekend, and Katie Carter recently spoke with Ann Hayes, who's been living with multiple sclerosis, about her journey and how people can best support her and others dealing with MS.
I was pretty angry initially.
Yeah.
In fact, for about 3 years, I was so angry about it that I could hardly talk about it. I could hardly say the words.
That's Ann Hayes. The words she could hardly say were multiple sclerosis, also known as MS. MS is a mysterious disease, and it impacts our communities much more than a person might think. According to the Mayo Clinic, multiple sclerosis is a potentially disabling disease of the brain and spinal cord, our central nervous system. In MS, the immune system attacks the protective sheath of myelin that covers our nerve fibers, and it causes communication problems between our brains and the rest of our bodies. Eventually, the disease can cause the nerves themselves to deteriorate or become permanently damaged.
I've probably been living with it for 20 years or more, but I didn't realize it. My type of MS, there are different types, and mine is the rather insidious primary progressive, which means that you never have an episode or a time when it's very specific. You've lost something dramatically, whether it's vision or walking or mobility, whatever it happens to be, and you get it back. You don't have those kinds of losses, but it's very gradual, where you're more fatigued doing something that you've always done. Or if you've been a runner, you can't seem to get your legs to go that much farther, and you just think, well, I just haven't trained enough. And eventually it got to a point for me, I was a violinist as well, and I had been having difficulty for a couple of years getting my fingers to actually go in the place I wanted them to go. Oh. I knew exactly what I wanted. I could see it. I could feel it. But I couldn't make my fingers do it. And so executing some of those fine motor things became an issue for me. And I finally went to the doctor at the point when I actually had been going from half marathons on down to 10Ks to 5Ks with the kids, the community races, etc., and to a point where I couldn't even walk down the trail anymore. And I had been actively a hiker, camper, loved that sort of thing. And I was no longer able to walk even a block, and I knew that there was something that was just not right. Decided maybe I'll go into the doctor, because I'd always been one of those people that you don't go in unless you're dead, you know, unless you're just about there. So
well, so often we attribute these oddball things to, you know, something else. I haven't had enough sleep lately, or boy, that was a weird month where I felt off balance or whatever.
Yeah, and you still, you know, it's not to scare people that they're having things like that and send them all to the doctor. No, this just becomes something that's very, it's compounding itself until it gets to a point where you can't ignore it any longer. And I was able to finally actually get a diagnosis in 2007. I went into the doctor initially in 2004, and it took that long to be diagnosed even by a neurologist. just because it's a process of elimination disease. There are many different types of autoimmune diseases, and this happens to be considered one of them. And many of them have the same characteristics. They mimic each other, and some are long-term and some are shorter-term.
Well, what is life like with MS?
Well, it's been a real adventure. Having formerly been very active doing things, from playing with the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra, fiddling, owning an Irish pub, and a variety of other things anyway. It was a real humbling experience, and actually it continues to be something that I'm evolving with. You have to find your new normal. And I eventually needed to sell the pub just because I wasn't able to keep up with it anymore. Well, I started falling into customers' laps and stuff. That got kind of awkward. I ended up actually, because I was so angry and I ignored some signs of an infection, at which you're warned to make sure that you're very careful about even a sliver in your nail or anything like that, anything that could get infected, because it causes your immune system to become overactive again and can flare up your MS more. The immune system attacks, for whatever reason, attacks your own nerves, and that's what the problem is with this. But I ended up in the hospital for a week, and I was unable to walk or use my arms. You know, I mean, I was dead weight, and that was the most terrifying thing for me, to realize that it could be worse. And I had been using canes and things, and then I got a walker, then I got a scooter. It became clear after that week that I needed to think about things. But while I was in the hospital, I had what I call a come to Jesus meeting, and that is, I need to realize that it could be worse, stop being so ticked off, and start really trying to make some connections and find out how can I go forward with this, because right now I'm stuck.
I'm talking with Ann Hayes about her MS, her multiple sclerosis. And there's no reasons for MS. It just comes, right?
Yeah. That's, you know, the thing is, MS isn't hereditary, which is good news. But the bad news is MS is not hereditary, and that is that anybody can get it. Right. And it has been suggested that high levels of stress and inactivity, but really being over the top with, you know, the workaholic thing, that's kind of, or even toxic environments of things that really can stress you out, those types of things can be not so helpful for your brain health. And that's something to consider, is making sure that if you are in a high stress environment, that you take extra measures to make sure that you're doing things to learn to decompress and calm your brain.
So that mental health piece
there. That mental health piece is huge.
There is, well, if I remember right, studies, something about, is our pocket of the country kind of a hotbed for MS? And is it related to sunshine?
Well, you know, nobody really knows, but yeah, northern climes tend to have a higher concentration all across the world. it is something that your neurologist or your doctor will put you on real high doses of vitamin D, take lots of vitamin D. And it is because they believe that there's must be something associated with the manufacturing of vitamin D and the health of the myelin sheath.
It seems like we all know someone who has MS, or if it's it's not in our immediate circle, it's like one mm-hmm. circle away. You know, mm-hmm. I know somebody who, like my friend's mom from high school.
Yeah.
You. It's very prominent in our society. How can we, as friends and loved ones of people who are dealing with it, best support you?
Well, I think continuing to see us as a valuable part of the society still. You know, we have good days and we have bad days, just kind of like anybody else. But our bad days are really, really tough. And the physical can also obviously affect the mental, and you will go into a real shell, into a dark place.
Yeah.
And that's something where sometimes you just want to vent, and you can't always be with someone who wants to hear you vent. But, you know, like another, like a, in a support group or whatever, mm-hmm. that they'll let you vent. So I would say I would love to see people allow us to have our moments there where we can be angry, and don't try to make us happy. Just listen. Just right. listen. And we'll come out of it, but just listen. And to also include us, you know, even the invitation. We may not be able to be there because perhaps our fatigue will be at a point where we've spent ourselves already today, and we're not able to be there for that event. But thank you for inviting us. You know, just include us. And even I really appreciate it when someone who invites me has already discovered the location that I can get into. And that can be a real challenge for someone, but I really appreciate that. Makes it so much more normal for me. I try to find that normal, and it constantly changes as things are lost. I just really appreciate when people do that, and I think that's really good for everyone. Just be included. Do talk to us. Call us.
Yeah.
If someone's not able to get out, give us a call or come over for a cup of tea. Just let us know that socially we still matter.
That's Anne Hayes. She has been living with MS for the past 20 years, and I'm grateful she came to the studio to talk to me about it. One of the last things she told me was to live every day to its fullest, because you just don't know if you'll be able to tomorrow. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
MS Walk's coming up in Bemidji, Brainerd, and Grand Rapids on Saturday. Bemidji's will take place this Saturday at the Gillette Recreation Center on the BSU campus. Sign-up starts at 9, and the walk begins at 10. In Brainerd, the MS Walk is Saturday at the Forest View Middle School. Registration there starts at 4, with a walk at 5. And the MS Walk in Grand Rapids takes place this Sunday at the IRA Civic Center. Sign-up starts at 11 a.m., and the walk begins at 1 p.m. Park Rapids MS Walk is also on Sunday at the Heartland Trail, beginning at noon. From these walks, 60% of the funds raised go toward MS research, and 40% of the funds raised go towards helping people with the disease in many ways, including assistance with equipping homes, wheelchair ramps, snow removal, transportation help, etc. MS can affect anyone. For more information about how to support people with MS, go to nationalmssociety.org.